This bimodal method of teaching became quite popular as COVID-19 began to ease, but with still some restrictions such as physical distancing and the wearing of masks required during lectures. However, this method was actually in use before COVID-19. Some instructors were already using it, and it's likely to be used afterwards as well. One reason is that this suits students in with different contexts. For instance, although students may be able to come onto campus most of the time, they may not want to come on due to bad weather, or if they have a particularly long commute, or if they're sick, and so on. So there are some advantages for some students to be able not to be in the classroom at the same time as the other students. Second big advantage for the instructor is that it apparently seems to be no significant change in their teaching method. They're still running a class, they're running a lecture, and so on. But we'll see, in fact, that it does need quite a bit of adaptation for it to work. Third, there are opportunities for all students to ask questions and to participate if they're watching at the same time in a remote area. And lastly, to be honest, in a large class of 100 or more, there's not much difference between sitting at home and watching the lecture on screen than sitting in the back of a lecture theatre, maybe 200 metres away from the instructor. And there are probably other advantages that you can think of that I'm not mentioned here. However, there are a lot of disadvantages of this method of teaching. It's much more stressful for instructors. You have to really pay attention to two quite distinct groups. It means looking at the people in front of you, as well as looking at a TV screen or monitor to see if other students are putting their hands up or wanting to ask questions and so on. There's a lot of evidence to show that the second class, the removed students, the students remotely, are often not as engaged as the ones in class. And particularly in a school situation, students often feel left out. They feel that they're second class citizens. They're not getting the same attention from the teacher as the students in class. And that can be quite stressful for some children. Thirdly, it needs a lot of careful preparation by the instructor to ensure that the students who are remote are fully integrated into the class. That means organizing activities that involve all the students, not just the ones in front of the instructor. And the article by Brough is very good. It has lots of different ways in which to engage to engage all students, and particularly mixing some of the students in class with some of the students online. And another disadvantage is that sometimes the remote students, they switch off their cameras, they mute their microphones, they go off and get a coffee, they don't pay as much attention. So again, that is very much depends on the quality of the lecture and the preparation that's gone into it. But it's easier for them to not pay as much attention as the ones in class. So there are advantages and disadvantages of this. My own personal view on this is that given the effort needed, because you do have to put in extra work to make sure the remote students are engaged, it might probably be better to redesign the whole thing so that all students can take it online, or as a recorded lecture with inbuilt online activities. In other words, you record the lecture, all students can access the lecture, but you have inbuilt activities that students do online. Again, this is really much to do with your preference as an instructor. But I think there are some problems with this method of teaching.